Good morning, everybody. This is Pete with All Matter, Car Radio 97.3 FM in the great state of Seattle. We got Chris over there on the boards. How you doing, brother?
Good, Pete. How are you?
I'm jacked up today.
Are you? You seem like it.
Well, I got a good night's sleep.
Ah, nice.
Plus, I'm drinking coffee, so that always helps. But, hey, we got a great show for you today. We're going to address kind of a timely topic here, and then we'll get into something more evergreen. But we got my good friend and my brother in arms over there on Everything Sleep, Blake Garfield from Bedrooms and More. How you doing, Blake?
Great. Happy to be here.
It's good to have you back, man. You and I have been doing this for too long.
many years.
Yeah. I thought they'd have kicked me off the air by now, but you know, you never know with all that stuff.
I'm about to retire, so it'll be
Yeah, you're about to retire. Okay.
I turned 40 this year, so that's it's time.
God, you're getting old, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's bad. You're still younger than me. But you know, as you get older, alcohol and mattresses, it's all about it, right?
Sometimes you miss the mattress if you have too much of the first one.
I know. I haven't done that. You know, I got to tell you, I'll reveal a secret about me. I have not been drunk since college. I have drunk, but I've not been drunk since college, which that's a long time ago.
So. I can't make that claim.
Yeah. Well, it's okay, man. We don't want to dig up all your past secrets. Although you have in the past.
Oh, I'm an open book.
Yeah.
You know.
All right, we're gonna have a good discussion here. We've got a few interesting things we want to share related to kind of what Blake does. But first I got to ask you, so what's been happening? What's new in the zoo over there at Bedrooms and More?
So most recently, I've been spending a lot of time getting our old building looking more like our new building inside. So the seating store.
You're not going to wreck that old. I love that old building. It's like a maze over there.
No, it's not changing the layout.
Oh,
just making it feel less 1986.
Okay. So it does feel that way.
Medium oaks going away, you know, simple things.
Okay.
Also hired a new person that's cleaning our store nonstop because
that's not
people are I mean, we've always cleaned the store every week, but now we have someone who's like all the time going around and sanitizing everything because people are concerned. And so we've got, you know, gallon jugs of hand sanitizer everywhere. Like every 30 minutes the staff has to wipe down all the phones and the counters and just making sure that people feel comfortable. A lot of it's like visual signaling saying, hey, look, this is a gallon jug of Purell. Like, this is a safe place to be.
Yeah.
These people aren't going to touch you.
Yeah.
You know, simple stuff. Yeah. But, you know, people have concerns. The other is putting a lot of energy into making sure that people can shop before they come in or not come in at all. So giving people the peace of mind that, look, you can make the same quality purchase that you would. You're still going to get your delivery from us. We still now have to actually give our guys on the delivery team like rubber gloves, make sure that they're using Purell all over everything, washing their hands, not touching anything in the customer's house, like so that they're like not even touching doorknobs with their like just making sure people feel comfortable, which is again, it's a strange place to be, but you got to acknowledge.
Well, we are in that
time. Are dealing with.
Yeah, and you know whether it's a virus thing that we've got going on or it's flu going on, it's a concern.
Well, and our primary demographic tends to be, you know, my parents' age. You know, you've got people who are coming in that are 50 plus up to, you know, their 80s.
In your 50s?
No, my dad is 73. He's about to be 74. My mom turns. She's older than whatever.
He's still working with you too.
Yeah. Well, much less. They just got back from a 3-week trip to New Zealand, and then they're about go on another trip. Like they're not retired, but they don't feel the need that they have to be there all the time, which is nice because
you got you and your brother running the show.
Oh, my little brother's in New Zealand. He's been gone for even longer than they were. He does retired better than my parents, and he's not retired, I think. But he gets to go on lots of fun trips because his wife works for REI Corporate, and they do tons of outdoorsy stuff.
Yeah.
She's going to be the CEO of REI someday. I mean, she's like that kind of sharp.
Oh, okay.
But it's a weird deal trying to
Tell me about this because I looked at you. I was just checking in. By the way, you guys, you can go to bedroomsandmore.com. That's where I went this morning, just kind of see what's new there. I saw you had, like, right on the front page, you had this big phone, and you had a phone number there.
Yeah, well,
Tell us about the consultation thing you can do.
We've been really proud of the way we kind of give people concierge service. We're kind of a we don't try and sell people things. We try and show people things and talk about pros and cons and let them choose things. And being in an environment where people might not necessarily feel like they're comfortable going out to a store, being able to have a sounding board, talk to someone about what they need, and then get expert advice or expert guidance is something that people sometimes need a reminder. You can just call us. And, you know, with fewer people going out, we have people who can give people a lot of dedicated attention on the phone. We used to have
come into the store initially.
When I started working for my parents in the 90s, it was not uncommon to have hour long phone calls with people talking to people about something before they even made the trip in, or without them even making a trip in, they just make the purchase over the phone. And we still have an exchange option on all the different things that people get. So it's just like Amazon has turned into through the years. It's like, oh, if you don't like it, just return it. Yeah. We've always been that store where we, offer
guidance.
You did that
before Amazon.
Right. Yeah. It's just we don't have as big of a voice as they do. If you even noticed, they don't pay taxes and we do, but whatever.
Yeah. Jeff, bad boy.
So it's an interesting thing just having to remind people, hey, it used to be that people would look through the phone book and then they'd call and they'd figure out if you were the place to go. Well, what's old is new again. Yeah. Call in and get that consultation that you can't get because you're trying to filter through a bunch of mistruths on the internet or half-truths and understand how to make heads or tails of it. Just calling in and making your needs known to an expert, you can get good guidance.
That's a great idea. We come back, too. I'm going to ask Blake about that, like some of the common questions that you guys get on the phone. And then we're going to move over to this whole online shopping thing because, as you guys know, you've heard me throughout the years, I'm a big disbeliever in that stuff. I think you should call and then go into the showroom. And there are some online mattress companies that we're going to tell the truth on here, too, because I know for a fact from, talking with Blake over the years, there's a lot of garbage out there. And so we're going to reveal the truth about what's going on there and why Bedrooms & More is a good choice. You can give them a call if you want to find out and get your questions answered at 206-633-4494. That's 206-633-4494. With that, I'm Pete.
I'm Chris.
This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM in Seattle's News and Seattle's Talk. All right, we're back. Woo! This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM in the great state of Seattle, all around the Puget Sound. And back to your farthest client that heard the show was what, Ohio? That was the craziest thing you ever told me.
I think actually there was one that was just in Virginia too.
That heard the show and they came out.
Yeah, they flew out to Seattle, made it part of their vacation to come to our store so that we could send them a mattress back to their house.
Yeah. Well, that's a power of Cairo, the power of podcasting, and the power of me jibber jabbing. I guess the Trinity works.
Was it your power or mine?
Maybe it was yours. Maybe it was your power jibber jabbing. So, Chris.
Yes.
Are you, how's your sleep been, man?
It's been pretty good. I've been moving, so, it's kind of a new place and trying to figure that out.
Yeah. So, in addition to your chair that you might want to get, you might want to go down and check these guys out. They have, prices are good, but the quality.
Yeah, I could use an upgrade on a nice mattress for sure. Yeah.
They're just up. So, you guys are up by Dick's, well, close to Dick's.
Well, there are lots of Dick's now.
Dick's driving, well. But off of 45th. So 300 Northeast 45th. And the address of the other building?
324. So we got to buy the building in between. Then we have a whole block.
It'd be amazing. That'd be cool.
So where's that at? Right in Wallingford?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Wallingford. It's just up the street. So you can go check them out.
You can see our new building from the freeway, which is kind of cool.
That is cool.
I need to put a big sign on the top. Like Wine World used to have, but now it's a KinderCare. We're right next to that. If I put a big billboard on top, you could see us from the freaking space. It'd be amazing.
Yeah. So go get Dick's and then come into Bedrooms & More, right? Or something like that. You should do a skyway between your two buildings.
I'm thinking a zip line.
It'd be five stories up. Yeah, that'd be good. Window like Batman.
Go from five stories down to six. Down to two. It'd be an amazing 100-foot.
I hope you better have a break on that sucker.
I mean, it'd be amazing. I I may just do that for me.
Yeah, and you'll end up in the hospital. So you won't have to worry about the virus because you'll have all your bones broken.
Oh, man.
All right, we're going to get back to our show here. Again, you know, if you're a little concerned, and this is not just, you know, stuff going on now currently with virus and things like that, but it's also this time of year, you know, we get hit with a lot of, you know, flu and all this kind of stuff. So I get it. And if you have any questions, these guys are more than willing to answer your questions. Get on the phone, 206-633-4494, 206-633-4494. Who answers the phone, Blake? Who's talking to these people?
Well, sometimes it's family, sometimes it's staff. Okay. They're sometimes the same person.
Are you too busy to answer the phone, or if they ask for you, would you answer?
I don't want to answer the phone, okay. But I oftentimes
he's being honest with you.
I oftentimes get pulled to the phone. Well, you know, we have 40 employees, and trying to supervise 40 employees, it's challenging to try and be all sorts of different things. I'm learning how to delegate. I'm also going to go back to school so I can learn what I've been doing wrong all these years.
Okay. What are you going to get trained in?
I'm going to get an MBA. I'm going, well, provided I'm not too dumb to do it. I'm enrolled at Seattle U in their executive MBA program. So
that's my old school.
Shout out to Seattle U. Way to go.
Shout out. That's where I got my engineering degree.
So I have a degree in art from University of Washington. Okay. I could sculpt the crap out of something for you. It'd be amazing. But I've been, you know, helping run a family business for a couple decades and I don't know anything formally about business when
except for what you've been taught by your family.
Right. Yeah. And so, you know, it's been interesting wondering, well, what would a real manager do rather than, you know.
A real manager? That's not me.
So we've gotten to the scale of a business where it makes sense. I mean, we're not some big chain. We've become a landmark in our industry. Like, people fly in to, like, shop our store for major corporations to figure out how to do what's better. And they don't do it right because they're not committed to offering the value that we do.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why we only do two-sided beds, because people get much more mileage out of that. And I'm not going to design a product that's not going to last, because it's literally me going out to somebody's house, because that's the thing that we'll never lose is if something goes wrong, it's me, my dad, my brother coming out to a house and figuring out what went wrong. Usually it's not our product. Usually it's like the bed frame they bought from somewhere else that isn't good enough or whatever it might be. But you can't scale that up to some massive change.
Nor do you want to be running around all day solving problems. So you do it right the first time.
Yeah. I mean, I got to make stuff idiot proof. Yeah. And that's, and sometimes
he wasn't
idiots,
talking about you.
No, sometimes
the
idiot's me. I mean,
all right. I got to go back before we jump in, because, with this online thing, we're going to address this, this segment, next segment. But so this people call in, like, what are some of the common questions that you get from these people that they need help with?
People come to us with a problem. I mean, sometimes they're easy problems. Sometimes they're big problems. People want to understand, like, tell me why this is better than this. And it's oftentimes talking about a mattress material. People want to know the difference between a natural mattress and a not natural mattress. People want to understand why a two-sided mattress lasts longer than a one-sided mattress. People want to understand, is there value in getting this roll packable mattress versus getting something that is delivered to me, you know, that's not shrunk wrap and rolled and all that. And being able to articulate that effectively, you know, it's pulling back the curtain for some people. That's why we do our mattress class on Thursdays and Saturdays.
Speaking of that, what time is that class again?
On Thursdays, it's at noon, and then Saturdays, it's 9:30 in the morning.
Okay.
And, I mean, there's...
And it's at your store there?
Yeah,
you just show up.
It's at the store. Yeah. People don't have to make appointments. And it's great because people just get an opportunity to ask the questions that they need answered regarding an industry that's built on deception. And it's an empowering experience. People aren't getting sold stuff. But that's what people calling in get. It's just... It's less formal, and it's one-on-one. They're also getting my dad or myself, so they're getting a little bit more expertise than a staff member that's been there 10 years. You know, that person, they know a lot, but they don't know, you know, 47 years or 23 years of knowledge.
Now, when we come back, and I want you to make sure you stay tuned because this is going to be important. As you guys are aware, I know you've been maybe staying home a little bit more with all the stuff going on here, but regardless of that, I know a lot of you are behaviorally trained to shop online now. And there's a lot of these online mattress companies, and I want to, we don't have to, you guys know who they are. We don't have to tell the names of the companies, but we're going to go through step by step why Blake and I think that those are not good solutions to buy, not only on the life cost of a mattress, but also the environment. So stay tuned for that because we're going to reveal the truth about that industry and why it's a better choice to buy something from Bedrooms and More where it lasts for a long, long time. With that, I'm Pete.
I'm Chris.
This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. All right, we're back. This is Pete. We got Chris over there on the boards.
Yes, sir.
You got to, this is going to be very interesting because I'm sure you've seen a lot of these online mattress companies. And they advertise. They're a marketing machine.
Yeah, I get mailers all the time. I wondered how can there be a good bed that's sent to your house in a box?
You're going to learn from, here at Home U, you're going to learn from Blake on this thing.
Because Home U.
I'll tell you, I have a healthy disrespect for these mattress companies from what I've learned from Blake. And that's what we're going to talk about today in this segment in the show. So we got a lot of these companies running the name names, but there's several of them that are selling these. They call them roll packs. Is that
sure? Yeah, bed in a box.
Yeah,
everyone calls it.
And you unzip them and they pop out and they go poof and pop yeah. up.
It's
like a marshmallow.
I for all the things that you're saying about it, I have a really great respect for their ability to market.
Yeah, they're good marketers.
It's so cool. From a business perspective, to say, oh, okay, I can take these low-cost materials and, you know, wave a magic wand over them in terms of marketing and get people to pay ridiculous markups for basically disposable quality
and
goods.
And what's a ridiculous markup? What is that?
So I'm going to say, take any of the brands, really. It costs them about $120 to make one of those mattresses. It probably costs them $50 to get it to somebody's house. Maybe 70 if you include the box. And, you know, they'll mark it up 4-5 times what their overall cost is to get it to somebody's house. And if somebody keeps it, great. They made a bunch of money. Initially, their model was if somebody didn't keep it, that they would donate it and that they would make money as a write-off. You get to write off a third of the overall retail price. So they'd make money even if someone didn't keep it. Now there are so many companies doing this that they can't donate any of these anymore. So they're starting to set up retail locations in major metropolitan areas to deal with all the returns that, you know, people don't want.
Well, and yeah, so tell me.
But the ones that people keep, this is the thing that is what I found over the last, you know, couple of years is that they're failing in about a year and a half.
That's what I was going to ask. Okay. So they don't last very, very long.
Well, if you knew nothing else about beds, you'd buy them by the pound. The heavier the weight the foam is, the more durable that foam will be. So if you have really thick cell walls on a foam, it's going to be more resistant to getting a divot.
Right.
Well, if you want to make a mattress lightweight enough that in a king size it can be compressed, folded, rolled, and fit underneath the UPS weight cap,
it's going to be less dense.
It's going to be really lightweight materials.
Yeah.
And as a result, it's going to fail quickly. And
it's really a year and a half. That's all.
That's what we're finding. And the other thing that's sad about that is statistically only 5% of mattresses get recycled. Yeah. And so most of these are going to landfills. Mm-hmm. And, you know, someone might, you know, shift it to the guest room and get some more years out of it. If you can consider years sitting in storage, basically in a room that doesn't get used as more life out of it. It's pretty sad. And we recycle all the mattresses we take away from people's houses because, interestingly, 95% of the weight of a mattress is also recyclable.
Okay.
So,
but these aren't recyclable or they're just...
They're just not getting recycled because that's not what people choose to do.
Okay.
You'll see it leaning up against a power pole or something because people put it outside, but they're still mostly just making it to the dump.
Wow.
And the average ton of
garbage... And that stuff doesn't biodegrade, right?
No, I mean, it's, you're talking about plastic. It's just, it's just going to sit there. But it's sad for the person who's buying three mattresses in 5 years if they go from, oh, well, this brand didn't work, I'll get this brand. But it's also sad for the environment. So
that's not good.
And well, the cost, so there's no benefit.
Well, let's do that. Let's look. You're going to school now. You're smarty pants doing your MBA.
I don't start until August. I just got accepted.
I'm going to give you an MBA lesson here, even though I don't have an MBA. All I have is an engineering degree. But if you look at the – so let's look at this. So the cost of these mattresses is around what? What is the average cost?
The retail price?
Yeah.
Oh, people are generally $800 to $1,000.
And they got to replace it. Let's say on the upside, they got to replace it every 2 years, right?
2 or 3 years, yeah.
Okay.
If you want to give them
– So in 10 years, let's say 10 years, it's three times replacements. So that's $2,400, right?
Sure.
So they buy a mattress from your place.
Yeah, anywhere from
– and yours last quite- like –
Oh, I have nothing that's going to last less than 10 years, but all of them are going to last, you know, most of them are going to last a lot longer than that.
Okay. And you back them for what, 15 or?
Most of them have a 15 to a lifetime warranty, depending
on. So that's one time.
But warranty is not a good measure of quality.
And I know some of the mattresses are more than $2,400, but there's a lot of mattresses, the two sides that you carry.
Anywhere from $400 up to $40,000.
Yeah. Well, I know, but the average, I'm not talking about like the way I...
Our most popular mattress, which would be, you know, it's, my goal is for it to be a lifetime bed because it's got a zipper. You can actually access the inside of it, is like $2,500. But the kind of the bare minimum where I would say you are not going to be replacing this for less than 15 years is going to be in the kind of the $500 to $1,000.
Okay,
range.
So let's say it's even $1,000.
Sure.
So you just spend $2,400 on the online mattresses, created an environmental problem, versus you spend $1,000 on a mattress you were just talking about. So you roughly saved more than half. Yeah. So if you just look at dollars and cents, it just makes more sense to buy something that's going to last, and also feel better about not shoving it into a dump in the landfill.
Yeah, and you're supporting a small local business.
Yes.
Oh, I mean, you know, because some people care about that.
Yeah, well, a lot of people do.
I do, but I also am like one of the weird people who don't buy anything on Amazon because, you know.
You know, I should probably go speak over at the Auburn School of Business over there at CLU.
Yeah.
They might we could do a mattress lesson. You should do your master's thesis on this.
Yeah.
How to debunk the online mattress industry.
I have not been in school in basically 20 years. It's going to be a weird shock. I don't understand what came over me, but
pursuit of excellence and knowledge. What CLU is that? The pursuit of excellence. What's their mantra?
You're asking a person who hasn't taken a single class there yet. You graduated from there.
I know, but that was years ago.
Yeah.
So that was when CLU was not nearly as fancy.
I thought you said you hadn't been drunk since college. Like, are we circling back to this? Like, do I have to call BS on this? You can't even remember?
Well, all I can say is when I was at CLU, the engineering building was an old army barracks. And now CLU is nothing like it.
It's beautiful.
It's fancy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, so are the prices over there, too. I think I went for 55 a credit hour. I don't know what it is now, but
I'm hoping that I can make this a business expense. Or like, is that a thing?
Yeah, you
like,
can write it off.
Student loans.
Yeah. Like, all right, we come back. We're going to continue our discussion on the online, and then we're going to get into some of these two-sided mattresses, why that's important, and talk about some of the different mattress types too, as well. So you get an understanding. At least that will give you the idea of like what questions to ask to get more information. You can call them up at 206-633-4494 or just go to bedroomsandmore.com. They have that there. If you want to go down to visit, their two buildings are impressive. Whether you want to go hide out in the corner in the old building or you want to go to the fancy new one. I like them both. I think they're very cool.
I played so much hide and seek in that building.
Yeah, they're on Dorothy. Yeah, probably growing up.
I still do occasionally, you know, just for fun.
With that, I'm Pete.
I'm Chris.
This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News and Seattle's Talk. All right, we're back. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3. Great state of Seattle here. We're having a good discussion with Blake Garfield of Bedrooms and More. They are fully protected over there with latex and whatever else you got that you're covering your body.
We do have a lot of latex. That is our specialty.
Yeah, I know you do. Both in mattresses and on their hands and face. And
we have a sweet, like, it looks like a hamster bubble, and you can just walk around the store. And
hey, that's cool. You can load people in the bubbles and just have them roam around. Do you push them up the stairs, too, down?
We've got a massive elevator.
You can it can fit how many bubbles?
You probably could fit two.
Actually, that's not a bad idea. You could have the bubble concept for people coming into your store.
It would be hilarious.
It would jump into a bubble.
I mostly just have me and my brother having battles, like trying to ram into each other. Yeah. Just giant bubbles.
You guys, no, you can't use the bubbles. We're playing with them. Sorry. Yeah. These guys are up there on 300 Northeast 45th and 324, new building, right?
Yeah.
45th. Just over there in Wallingford, just, I guess, up the street from Dick's. So that's kind of, if you kind of know where that area is.
Up or down? Down. Are you going downhill or down? Is up a direction?
I keep going over to Dick's because that's the one Bill Gates goes to, and I always want to see if he's there, but I never have caught him there. It just bums me out. Maybe will he come to your store? Has he ever been there?
I don't know. Oh. I mean, we try and not talk about.
Oh, you won't reveal. You're such a.
Oh, yeah. Blake's a monster because he cares about people's privacy. What a jerk. I did go to the same high school as him, though.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. And yeah, but he's a lot older. He had buildings named after him by the time I went there. Because, you know, I turned 40 this year, and he's older than 40.
Yes, he is.
And he also is worth more than I will ever even fantasize about being worth.
Yeah. Well, he's a good guy. Maybe I'll meet him there sometime. We'll see.
Well, it sounds like
I have an idea for. So, Bill, if you're listening, I have an idea for you that I want to share with you. So,
let me guarantee that he is not going to listen.
He's not going to listen.
I'm going to go out on a limb and just say, like, he's got more important stuff to do right now than listen to the radio.
All right, you can also. You will not see Bill Gates and Bitter Zabor.
Was that hurtful?
Yeah, it was hurtful.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You hurt my feelings.
You're a delicate flower.
In fact, I'm not talking anymore.
All right.
Give these guys a call.
What are we actually talking
about? 206-633-4494. Let's do 206-633-4494. We were talking about telling the truth on the online mattress companies.
Sure.
So we talked about the initial cost versus cost of ownership, which you made the case, and I agree with you. That's why I don't like these guys. Plus, the other thing is this whole thing about two things. Number one, environmental impact. I think that's not good to be throwing these things into the landfill. And secondly, I am a big believer in buying local.
Sure.
So you guys have been around, what, 50?
How long? 48 years.
48 years, almost 50. 2 years, 50th.
Yeah.
That's cool. It's getting close. You going to plan a big party?
I don't know.
You're going to be in school.
You're 2 years out here. Like, okay. Give me time.
All right.
So what do you want to know?
Let's go back. So the online mattress, is there anything else we want to touch on before we go to, like, Two-Sided or anything? Is there other things you want to?
Well, I took into account the fact that a lot of people just don't want to go to stores. They feel like they're going to be preyed upon, and trying to convince someone that they're not going to be treated like a piece of meat is sometimes a losing battle. So I started actually developing, if I wanted to make a roll packable mattress, like,
okay,
and I actually have made it so I have a few mattresses that actually can be roll packed, both natural or not natural, because we have a lot of people who want only natural materials in their mattress.
And natural is like what? Latex?
You can be cotton and wool. You can do batted mattresses if you do it with tufting, otherwise it'll get big divots. So we tuft them all the way through. But taking into account the fact that some people don't want to go in, you know, what would a good roll packable mattress be made of? You'd make it two-sided because statistically those last three times as long. And if you're talking about good materials, it'll be even longer still. And coils don't take body impressions. You know, if you have a heat tempered coil, or if you used like raw vanadium steel, where it's going to be like the stuff they use in skyscrapers, that stuff is going to keep its shape much, much longer.
Right.
So you take that heat tempered coil or that raw steel and you compress it. That's one of, you know, 2 million compressions before it starts losing its shape. You're going to have something that will come back to its full height. You put upholstery materials on top or on top. And
so are you saying you're going to do a coil spring enrolled?
Yeah.
Really?
So you can't.
So it's not going to be a straight foam like you see out there.
Right. So, you know, around the perimeter, like a racetrack, I use like a narrow diameter coil so that You don't feel like you're going to roll off the side when you get toward the edge of the bed.
So when you roll to the edge, it bounces you back to the middle?
Not Boing. Quite, but that sounds adorable.
It's like, here I come, honey.
It's a trampoline. So you can get to the side, and then the upholstery foam is going to be on both sides. You compress it. The foam is going to be softened by the process of rolling it, but you use a heavyweight foam, but you don't use a ton of it. Okay. You can get under the weight restrictions and have something that's going to be legitimately durable.
But it still will be dense enough. It won't be the lighter density.
Yeah, you can't use the light density foam because then you're just going to have the problem of feeling the coils or it failing really quickly. And I'm not going to be making, flights around the world trying to, deal with people's problems. Yeah. I want to make sure that it's problem-free stuff. So I developed that, and we have those in the store for people to try them.
Are they? You have them out in production already?
Yeah. I mean, I have them, and I'm going to, at some point, go live with, branded, this is our product, flipmattress.com, and, you can do this.
That's cool.
It'll be great.
That's really cool. But, okay, so I got to ask, though, you just described a really high-quality mattress that's going to last two-sided, the coils and all that. I mean, how is this going to price comparative to the stuff that's out there?
Well, we already sell it. It's a $9.99, including free delivery and all the whole deal.
Really?
We sell it in the store every day. It's one of our most popular beds. I wanted to make sure it was problem-free before I made it so I would ship it to people's houses, because if I shipped it to people's houses and it wasn't problem-free,
that's what I wanted to know before we wrap this thing. So you're telling me that someone can call your phone number and they can get their questions asked. If they're interested in a roll-up type, they can purchase it. And then you'll ship it to their home. If they don't like it after so many days, they can return it? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm not sending them all over the world yet, but I mean...
Is that kind of what you guys are thinking?
It's doable. Right now, we're delivering them to people's houses with our own trucks.
Okay, that's fine.
And if they don't like it...
But you're saying... But they don't really have to come into your store.
Right.
They could talk to you on the phone and say, yep, that's what I want based on what you told me. Please ship me one, and they pay for it over the phone, right?
Yeah. And then you deliver it
to them.
90-day exchange. If they don't love it, they're not stuck with it.
That's a good deal.
We get the same, quality consultation in terms of talking to people. Yeah, we try and make it a layup.
That is a layup.
it's a weird deal. Some people can funnel huge amounts into marketing and have a really low quality product, or you can have very little money into marketing, have a great quality product. I'm not the kind of margins that you're going to get on these big companies, but I'm not willing to do that. Yeah. And I also don't have delusions of, capitalizing this and selling it for $1 billion to Serta or something.
No, I get it. Well, you heard it here first. Give them a call, 206-633-4494, 206-633-4494. Once again, Blake is taking on the mattress world at Bedrooms and More. With that, I'm Pete.
I'm Chris.
This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News and Seattle's Talk.